It's not just fun for racers and spectators. Adventure racing may also help fuel our Central Oregon economy. That's our topic today on Take 5. I'm Lori Robb.
Round and round and round they go. Baby, can't you hear the engine roar?
The first ever Super Toys Adventure Race debuted recently in Central Oregon, and the big event was 10 years in the making. General Manager of the race, Russ Walkup, says racers had been driving down to Arizona for years to use the tracks down there. But now, thanks to a lot of work by volunteers, they can race in Redmond.
Yeah, we had about 20 volunteers. We spent about 3 weeks on it, had a bunch of different equipment out there.
He says the course has jumps, bogs, twists, and turns, which is thrilling for racers and spectators.
Headed into the natural terrain, kind of added some dirt here and took some dirt away there. So we're really fortunate. We've got a really nice area that already lends itself to some natural jumps and things, and we were able to just add to those.
And all that work was well worth it on race day.
Set up a bunch of the trucks and some of the buggies together, and we had, at one time, we had 11 vehicles on the track, and so there was just a lot of horsepower and a lot of people kicking up a lot of dirt and really fighting for position. So there was some really intense, really tight racing going on. That was something that the fans could really get behind and root for their favorite driver.
And so who are those intense racers? When we come back, we'll tell you who they are and how this type of event can help fuel our local economy. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at HomeFed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
The first ever adventure off-road races in Redmond drew about 2,000 spectators in the debut event.
Yes, you know, it's loud. There's a lot of sights to see. They're big vehicles with flashy paint jobs. They're throwing dirt around. And, you know, sometimes they crash over, and that's always fun to see them wrecking.
Race General Manager Russ Walkup tells us who the racers are.
The vast majority of the people that come out and race are weekend warriors, as we call them, and they just do this for fun, and they've got all kinds of different jobs that they work during the week. So this is their hobby, and they just love to get out and compete against the racers that have the same type of vehicle.
Those racers and spectators obviously spend money in Central Oregon while they're here, and 2,000 new people to an area can be a nice boost, but economic development leaders say it often goes much further than that. John Stark is a manager for Redmond Economic Development, an arm of EDCO.
Even beyond the tourism component in terms of people from out of town bringing in wealth and money to spend in the communities, many of these participants in these various events and spectators, you know, often are business owners from outside the area. And in an independent study that EDCO had done by Headwaters Economics out of Bozeman, Montana, our interviews with 20 companies or so in the Central Oregon area shared that, you know, a large portion, more than 90% of them, had visited here as a tourist prior to making the decision to locate. So from an economic development perspective, these types of events not only bring, you know, wealth into the community for those visitors, but they help showcase our region for business owners that may, you know, look at our region for livability purposes and potentially move a business here.
And the internet opens up even more possibilities for some businesses, giving a recreation haven like Central Oregon an advantage over less livable places.
With the internet age, more and more companies can operate remotely. Central Oregon has good connectivity to the internet. We've got great infrastructure in that regard. It's high speed, so these businesses can grow here, and certainly, you know, having these types of events, the more the better for us, both in Redmond and in Central Oregon, to really show that, you know, this community has great weather, great community citizenry. It's a great place to live. There's lots of outdoor activities.
As for the off-road adventure racing, more shows are planned. Russ Walkup says they will have more truck and buggy events and 3 rock crawls and 3 rally cross races.
We'll be back for more.
Take 5 is a production of 1110 KBND Radio News. Depend on us.